Good morning. Good morning, my beautiful friend. I have a snippet of music for you today to start us off. This is called Good Life by One Republic. Okay, I'm gonna pause it. Whoop! I just stumbled across this song. I kind of know it, but it wasn't something that was in my head. But I was searching for travel songs because I wanted to share something with you from my recent travels. And this song just came up, and it really touched my heart. There's something so beautiful about. I wish you could see the video as I'm talking, but the band is out walking somewhere. I don't know. I was imagining maybe it was Ireland or somewhere, but out in nature. And there's something about the joy on their faces as they're singing. And for me, it really tapped into something that I was blessed to experience on my recent travels, which was to really feel that sense of good life, you know? And I know we all, you know, we've all been through so many things in our lives. I was going to say in the last couple of years, but you know, being a human being is filled with so much, right? Like so much joy and so much grief and confusion and messiness and loss and disappointment and surprise and delight. And it's all of it. It's all of it. And I feel a little teary just talking to you about this right now. And I think that song kind of sparked it, which is that, you know, in the end, and I hope I'm not at the end quite yet, but you know, I'm heading into 60 and I've been here for a lot of years, and I can see as I grow older and have the opportunity to be on this planet longer, I can see the good life part of it in a million ways that I couldn't as a younger person. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, I feel as if I've been graced with so many insights and understandings as an older adult that have really helped me to feel the goodness of life, even when it's really hard. And I think you guys might know what I mean. Like, I'm going to give just one example that we've probably all experienced, or we will in our lives, which is that typically, even in the midst of grief, there is deep love and deep connection and a real feeling of being an alive human being who feels things. And if we're lucky in grief, we have someone else who's also grieving the person we've lost. And there's a connection there that in day-to-day life, we may not always experience. And I think that's just one example of when I'm listening to this song, Good Life, or when I'm thinking about the beauty of being human, it's all of that. It's all of it. And the thing I wanted to tell you, so if you're just tuning in, I was away for about 3 weeks and traveling to see two really dear friends, one who lives in Toulouse, France, and the other who lives in Cascais, Portugal. And I did a wonderful, amazing trip of a lifetime, really, that allowed me to visit both of these friends, as well as to have some time in Paris and Barcelona and Seville in between. But what I want to talk to you about today is one specific thing about the trip that has, I think, really had a profound effect on me and may change the way the rest of my life unfolds. And it's this, that while I was traveling, almost from the very beginning. Well, yes, from the very beginning. So I'll tell you just the way it started was really noticing when I first arrived in Paris. I'd traveled all night long and arrived in Paris in the morning and had an exhausting hour and 45 minute wait to get through passport control and was hungry and tired. And I arrived at the hotel in Paris, and the woman at the counter, Jessica, was so, she just had this bright smile and such a warm demeanor. She welcomed me and she said, oh my gosh, you know, when she heard I'd been traveling all night, she said, I bet you could use a cafe au lait. And she made me a coffee and brought me a croissant. I feel teary talking about it because it's like, right, talk about just instant love. And that's really what, I'm going to have a sip of coffee and wipe away my little tears here for a second and kind of reground. But that's what it is, right? Instant love. That this person who had never laid eyes on me before, she didn't know me. She was probably in the middle of a very busy morning. There were a lot of people checking in and checking out. And her kindness and her attention really struck me. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get a photo of her. However, she was the first person who I really felt impacted by, and I felt that instant love. And this became, I didn't call it this on the trip, it's only coming to me right now as I'm talking to you, but I started, you know, I went to the museum later that day and struck up a conversation with this really like colorful, joyful woman from London, originally from Australia, who was wearing this outrageously wonderful outfit. And we started talking and I just loved her. And I did photograph her. And that started, so throughout the trip then, I just was either photographing and then later started videotaping people I loved. And I use the word love intentionally here because I just had a very long conversation yesterday with a good friend, Mitch, and we were talking about how these interactions, you know, many people would call them small interactions, but they're not. These interactions, he was talking about returning to a martial arts class and seeing, you know, some of the same people that he had seen back before COVID. I've had that experience with my Zumba class. There are people in our lives that we see at the pharmacy or at the grocery store. There are people we pass in our neighborhood. These faces of people who impact us, who bring us joy, whom we connect with, hopefully. And when I was in my travels, I think because I was outside of my day-to-day life, they took on a sort of a special glow. However, when I was talking to Mitch about this yesterday, I realized that this is what is here for us every day of our lives, if we're here for it. This is what's here for us if we choose to be intentional and wholly present and not just transactional, which can happen. You know, a lot of times I think for us as humans, it's like we're going about our days and, you know, I got to go to the bank and then I got to go pick up this thing at the store and then I got to go here and then I'm going to run into my dance class or whatever. But they become more content about whatever those things are rather than opportunities for us to love the people around us and to love our lives and ourselves. And I know that might sound a little overly woo-woo, but it's not. And I think this is the biggest thing that happened for me on that trip. I have, I don't know, dozens of photographs and videos of people who touched my life. And when I look at those and when I watch those videos, my heart feels bigger. My life feels lit up. I feel like I'm connected to this web of good life, right? And it, hold on, time for coffee, and I'm gonna play a little bit more of this song because I just love it, and I hope you do too. That I don't really know. I kind of started it randomly in a weird spot, but I think what he just said is something about you got to take it in, or at least that's what I heard, and that's what jumped out at me. And I think that's what I'm talking about, really. I think I'm talking about we can choose to experience our lives in a deeper, more connected, more meaningful way, even when things are hard. And maybe especially when things are hard, you know, like, again, I go back to what it means to us to connect to another human being in the midst of something really hard. You know, we all know, I think, hopefully, if you've been lucky like I have, that it's like when we're sick and there's someone who offers to go get us some saltine crackers, or they offer to go pick up our medicine, or they just sit by the bed with us. Like, those moments, you know, none of us wants to be sick, or none of us wants anybody we love to be sick, but there's something that happens in those moments where there's a connection that is outside of the day-to-day. And I really know in my bones that we have the choice to find that connection all the time, every day in our lives, if we choose, if we're intentional, if we think about it. You know, and that's what I want to leave you with today, is the next time you walk somewhere or leave the house or get in your car or go somewhere, get on the phone, that before you do that, that you just plant a seed in your head that you really would like to have a moment, you know, one special moment with somebody. Like, set out to do that and set out to create something different than sort of just a same old transactional kind of thing. Like, for instance, you know, here's a simple thing. Let's say that you are going to the grocery store to pick up some yogurt. And when you're checking out, look the person in the eye and just say, you know, hi, you know, how's your day going? You know, or notice something about them that you especially love, you know, wow, I love that flower pin that you're wearing. That's really beautiful and it brightened my day. Like, try to break the monotony, try to break the transactional piece of you're someone who's ringing up my yogurt and I'm someone buying yogurt, and turn it into two human beings sharing a moment of life, of good life. And see what happens. I mean, my experience when I was traveling was that stepping out of whatever transaction we were doing, and what I started to do that I think had such a big impact was asking people to share with me what they love about their life. And in doing so, it took us to a different space, right? I might learn that they love their mother more than anyone else in the world. Or I might love that, you know, this little dog that they're walking has brought them so much love. You know, whatever it is, it took us to a deeper place. And I felt it. And I hope that they felt it. I think they did. So this is what I leave you with today, is try it. You know, just try it once. Be intentional and see what happens. I hope you'll report back. Send me off an email. Tell me about someone. You know, just share a sentence about someone that you really connected with that surprised you and delighted you and gave you a sense of a bigger container of love in your own life. All right. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for being part of my great big container of love. I count you as one of my blessings. All right. Bye-bye. See you next week.